Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And I'm your host, John Ryan, and I'm here with David Linden, my co-host today. And we're getting for the last segment of the show. You got to do like this now. I don't have drums. You have drums, Zach? The Christina Lu Show. Okay, I mean, this is getting bigger and bigger. I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, and people wanted to know, like, oh, you part of that Christina Lu Show in New York?
Spreading like wildfire.
Fire. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about fire.
Yeah, there we go.
Terrible fire yesterday afternoon in New York City in the Village area.
Yeah.
Three buildings came down. Then there was another one on the east side, mm-hmm. Upper East Side. And then the third one was on Fire Island,
yeah.
A whole slew. And only one has come out so far where it was faulty work with the gas.
Yeah.
But my point on all this is, and I wasn't there, so I'm not saying who's to blame, but a couple of weeks ago, we were talking, Christina and I, with Lauren Suma,
yes.
from the town of North Hempstead's building department, mm-hmm. and the importance of what they do there and making sure these kind of things don't happen.
Right.
I mean, people don't want to turn around and get permits, and they don't want to turn around and do all. It's just a safeguard. Look, I mean, there's two people still missing.
Right.
But forget it. I don't care about I do care about the missing two people. Yeah. All your valuables, meaning a picture of somebody who's no longer here, is gone.
That's right.
Because somebody was cutting a corner, and whether you're doing it in a rental apartment or in your own house,
right.
God
you
forbid.
Know, I know, I get, you know, I mean, you know, it's like easy sometimes to take the, you know, not accurate, you know, all these permits and everything takes forever. But, you know, being a homeowner, it's something that just kind of comes with the territory, and you don't want the emergency to happen.
Well,
you know, you're trying to prevent these things.
Our previous guest, Sandy Polinsky, the realtor, permits. There are people who do things, they don't get the permits, then when they go to sell the house, all of a sudden, well, where's your permit
right.
for that?
Right.
Whoops!
Yeah, it's. I mean, I know we've all done that. When you buy a house, I mean, you know, my houses, my husband and I looked at that. It was all these permits. We were just like, forget it. You know, it's a bigger headache than it's worth. We'll find the house.
Bleep that out, Zach.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, but it's the consequence, and
right.
everybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
And then when something like this, you wake up the following
right.
morning and you can't find your son, and you say, my
it's
God,
horrible, yeah.
you
yeah,
know,
right.
for what did you really save in life? And that's it. And Lauren, yeah. for people listening, you need help in the town. You call 311, ask for Lauren, or as she told us, 2 weeks ago, the assessor's office to see if something makes sense
right.
financially to do.
And that's what I'm saying. You just call 311. If you have
yeah.
that question, they'll put you in the right direction. And that's why Lauren's there. I mean, she's the building advocate. So she will actually sit with you, and she's offering, you know, all around the town. We've mentioned these senior mobile, these special mobile hours for seniors
yes.
that she's
good.
Doing all over at different locations, because it is hard for everyone to get to, you know, the building department in Manhasset. But it's really, I just think it's important to just make sure you don't have any kind of disaster.
Right, I agree. Right?
We're all
it's
about
like
being
the,
prepared here.
It's like the difference between telling the truth and lying. You
right.
tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same story every time.
No, absolutely.
Actually, even going along with that, I know Judy had a press conference with Viviana Russell, who's the councilwoman over in Westbury, and also with the mayor over there.
Yes.
About halting illegal housing.
Oh, it's an item, a big story in today's Newsday.
Is it really? I didn't notice.
Yeah, they're in Westbury and Newcastle.
Right.
Right, that's what this was, that was supposed to be regarding. Actually, I didn't get to look at the paper this morning,
no.
but.
The fact that we want to hire more code enforcement, the difference, one of the ways they show the difference in some community, and I can't remember which one, which had a comparable population size.
Okay.
The amount of tonnage of garbage difference collected in the community where everything was legal. And the community where...
Really?
Well, you know what?
Yeah. There you go.
Much
wow.
much more... Yeah, because you've got two families.
You got two or
right.
three families.
In a one-family house,
right.
they're generating more garbage.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And these are not... related families.
No.
That,
no.
I mean, it's some different. If you bring your grandmother in, if you bring
right,
your sister
yeah.
or your cousin in,
no,
you're entitled to that, no matter
out.
How
of
many
course.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're talking about two and three family in a rental, mm-hmm. which
yes,
is a disgrace.
Yes, yes.
Same situation. And God forbid, when something goes wrong...
Yeah.
You know, So again, kudos to Judy for going out there and trying. You know, you have to put a stop to these things.
Yeah, and I think just having things done by the books the right way, you know, in general is
just. You know, the interesting question, if they really start cracking down, where do these people go who are now renting?
Right.
Because rental housing is tough.
Yeah, right. There's
out here in the suburbs. Unless they start, you know, after the fact, say, okay, we will now let you convert your one-family house to a two-family.
Right.
You're going to have to spend the money to do it, but then you'll have a legal two-family.
Yeah, well, right. I'm sure more is definitely going to come out about this. It's just the beginning. So, of course, we'll talk about it on the show.
Right. Well, that's how things evolve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ultimately. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, the tonnage of garbage, what you're talking about, then you're going to have to get more pickup. Whatever.
I mean, I saw that.
Right. It's like a snowball effect.
The measurement of garbage. Yeah. That's how you tell. It's interesting.
But, you know, as we always have tons and tons of things coming up in North Hempstead. We like to give a little plug to all the great work that Project Independence is doing. So coming up, actually last week, actually today, today's 27th, it's already flying by, starts a series that we're having at the Yes We Can Community Center called Active Living. And it's going to be presented by Susan Hannon, who's the community outreach educator at Winthrop. And she is going to be doing, you know, we usually do the beginner's fall prevention, but she wanted to change it up this month.
Okay.
So it's going to be a 4-week program that's going to give you all the tools to help improve your health and quality of life. So the first will be on general management of health conditions, the mind and body connection, nutrition, and safe exercises. So it's going to be covering all bases into, you know, keeping you a healthy person. So that's, as I said, starts today. It's going to be every Friday, April 10th, 17th, 24th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center, which should be great. And following that, we're still going to have the advanced exercise for balance and strength class. So that, once again, starts today. So if you took the beginner's class any other month, you're able to go to this advanced class.
Perfect. By the way, anyone who hasn't seen the new Yes We Can Community Center, it's a terrific place.
It's just, you can't even express it.
I mean, my
words,
wife, we go there.
To the gym.
Oh, that's where you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 12, 15-minute drive from the house, but it's worth it.
It's a beautiful facility.
Yes.
And I really, you know, anybody can go there and just look around if you want before, you know, even if you're not attending anything. It's really just, it's mind-blowing just the way it was crafted and how it's very eco-friendly. It's just, it's amazing.
The fun time, by the way, Saturday, they have the ballet classes. Oh, the little 3 or 4.
Oh, really?
Oh. The little tutu.
Oh, and that's okay. Worth it just for that. I might have to go on a Saturday now to see that.
Yeah, it's a charming sight, really.
And that's April. Also, just giving April Brown is the lady. I don't know what her title is, but she runs it. She's the director over there, and she's a wonderful person. I know April from Plan Dome Road.
Yeah.
And then I know she was moved over there a couple of years ago, but she does a tremendous job.
It's her baby, the center.
Yeah, there's no question about it, which is important. It's people who own their job is what someone like April does. She's just great.
And so just going on these different events that are coming up, we have a very interesting series that's going to be going on. And it actually came out of one of the advisory committees, and it's called Strategies to Overcome Procrastination.
I saw that title. It's tremendous.
It was funny because it came out of the meeting, you know, how just figuring out in all aspects.
When is the first meeting?
It's going to be April 7th.
Well, I can't make that.
Dave's going to put it off till next month. But it's going to be presented by one of our social workers, Robin Tovell Tubal, and her intern. It's a 4-week series. It's going to explore the emotional difficulties that lead to procrastination. Because, you know, we could laugh about it, but it really, a lot of people really, it's just ingrained in them.
Okay.
You know, too. And it's hard to overcome, and it gets and once you get to that point, it's overwhelming. You know, it's a really a whole process. So there'll be a whole group of people you get to talk about your personal goals, and they'll give you strategies to accomplish those goals. So it should be wonderful. And that starts April 7th. It's for 4 weeks. It's going to be from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Parkville, at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Oh, at Clinton G. Martin.
Yeah, Clinton G. Martin Park. And that's in New Hyde Park.
That, you know, just to take along on that, if that's the right expression, with the Project Safe programs that we're doing throughout the town, this is one of the biggest things, procrastination.
Oh,
and I try to bring it to seniors' attention because whether it's your will, whether it's putting somebody's name on something, and I try to say, well, what happens tonight if you go into a coma for what? You have a stroke. Nobody can access anything. All of a sudden, there's money in account that nobody can get. You didn't give a power of attorney to anybody. And we've had Ann Margaret Carosa on the show. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll get to it next week. When I come back from Florida in the spring, I'll deal with it. You know, when I finish the gardening.
Yeah.
This might be, this sounds tremendous.
Right, it is. Because you know what it is? And I get it. I mean, I totally understand. I mean, we're all guilty in times of, you know, procrastinating, you know, in little sense. Some people do it in big sense.
Just put the piece of paper on the desk.
Right,
It's a hassle to, you know, face it. Like, you know, it just ties into everything, you know, with the, you know, we're talking about earlier, with, you know, getting the right permits. But unfortunately, you have to do these things in order to move ahead, and you know, not to have everything pile up, so you're like, oh my god, what do I do now?
Robin, Robin and Tara, who are going to be doing this? Mm-hmm. Are they with the town? Or?
Yeah, Robin is actually our new Hyde Park social worker, and she is an intern who's a mental health intern this year. She's been working with Robin, doing amazing, amazing things. So she'll be facilitating it with her. So it's great.
Terrific. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be pushing this one. I think people really.
Yeah, and like I said, you just call 311 or 869-6311.
And these programs are free.
Free.
That's the other thing. So on
it,
you go to lunch, especially this place. You know what? I'm giving a plug. Smash Burger.
Yes, oh, right yeah. across
I've
the
never,
street.
last week was the first. I don't eat meat. Last week was the first time, and I had a Portobello Smash Burger. And my daughter had the salad with grilled chicken.
Oh, now I'm starving, John. So
it was a tremendous place.
Now
you go to lunch, and then you come over here.
I'll have to try it.
No, really, very, very good. And, you know, it's clean, and it wasn't expensive. And it really,
it's literally,
you know,
right across the street. So it's
literally across the street from Clinton G. Martin. It's
and these programs, I said, you know, are wonderful because you're getting educational material, but you're also meeting new people and
right,
socializing, and you're getting out there. And, you know, I definitely think it's
well, for those of us who are seniors, that's one of the very important things, socialization.
Yes, and David can segue into a fabulous group that he started within the town, the Romeos.
Oh, okay.
Retired Older Men Eating Out.
Yep, that's right.
We meet the first and third Mondays of the month at the Atria on Cutter Mill in Great Neck. They give us the space.
Okay.
We have a list of about 25 or 30 people who have done it, but our regulars, about 12 to 15 men.
What time is this?
12:15.
Okay.
Right. And we brown bag it, although the house does give us coffee.
I know. See, that the Romeos worked it, so they got coffee out of the deal.
And on Father's Day, they gave us lunch.
Yeah. Right.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. We have only one rule. You may think the idea is idiotic, but you don't say the person who put it forth is an idiot.
Okay.
No, they always walk out as friends, and that's what I always think is amazing. You know, whatever my topics, I've heard it because I used to meet in our building, and you would hear topics get heated, but everybody walks out with a smile. No one's
now. Are you going into Romeo with a topic, or are you just going in to say,
no,
"Hey,
no.
David, how are you?" And
yeah, exactly. No, one of our members, Alan Reff. You know, who's a co-host.
Right.
Yeah. Alan will usually bring, he reads the newspapers, so he'll come in with clippings. But people can wander all over the place. If people aren't interested, the subject will just sort of die there on the floor.
Okay, that's fine.
But we've solved the world problems, financial problems.
It's the first and third what?
First and third
Mondays
of the month. In fact, there is one sprang from it. What's the lady's name? Maureen Droge, who is the executive director of the Westbury Senior Center. About a year or more ago, she was here and talked, and we mentioned Romeos. She called me and asked if I would come over and talk to a group
of
men.
The Romeo Ambassador.
And they have a Romeo's group there now.
Yeah, because it's really, and I said, I think the first meeting was 2011, if I'm correct. I think it was September of 2011.
Yeah.
And it's still going strong, and it's very near and dear to my heart. This, because I said, David brought this to me when I was just actually interning with the town, and that was one of my first projects, was, you know, making sure, because David's like, you know, I need to do this. I saw this in the paper, and it started off with like five members, and it just spiraled, and then it was once a month, and now it's twice a month, and it's really just a great group of guys.
One of the reasons it works so well is because men do not socialize normally. They have their golf buddies, their bowling buddies, their poker buddies. Women socialize.
Right.
There is no Red Hats group for men as there are for women. And this is a way to socialize.
Yeah, it's really.
Oh, the Red Hats is a socialization kind of group? I mean, yes, I've heard of Red Hats. I don't
know
what
they do. The Red Hats Society.
Okay. Yeah, no, we are no hats.
Yeah, but that's what I always thought was
and some
so
of you
funny.
Probably have no hair.
Yes. But when David called, he said that. He said, you know, my wife, you know, she's part of all these things. I'm trying to just find a group where it's just, you know, informal and you can just socialize.
And it's very informal.
And you actually met someone in the group that turned out to be your neighbor, right?
Yeah,
that you didn't even know.
Oh, really?
Alan Ruff, yeah. He lives a couple of blocks away. And we've become good friends.
Yeah.
See, that's
and it was
good.
Just
that's,
from
that's,
that group. And I think that's just amazing.
It's community. It's social. Well, that's what Project Independence does. Yeah. It's bringing the community closer to you. Yeah. So, and that's a perfect example then. I didn't know that. Boy, you did a great job, the two of you.
Yeah.
With
Romeos. We're very serious about our Romeos. Yes.
Actually, the original name was Retired Old Men Eating Out. Yes. And Joan, my wife, said, no, Older Men.
Yeah, so we changed
men.
It to Older.
Oh, okay. Older, yeah. Okay.
We like that. And they're all over the country, by the way. But each one is an individual thing.
Yeah,
okay, so this is the Project
national,
Independence
right,
Romeos.
It's Project Independence Romeos, right?
Okay.
But it's national because when I actually researched the topic, I mean, it's all over the place and it's at all different community centers.
But this
happen.
Is the only one we
this
have.
Is the only, yeah, this
so
is
if
the
you
want
to get involved and have lunch with a bunch of guys, you're coming over to the Atrium Great Neck on the first or third Monday.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you find
you're making a reservation or no? I'm just showing up.
Just show
up. You can show up. You know, you can call through and we can give you more information about it also.
If you want, you can go in your neighborhood. You don't want to travel that far. Start with
it. Okay, terrific.
Very easy.
Actually, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to the Christina Lu Show here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. John Ryan and David Linden will be right back.